Right, so for the USB key, what does OID stand for? Yep. Object ID, yeah. Congratulations. No worries. It's a bit low on slides, but it ends up consuming enough time and kept people busy and... Okay.
Yeah. We don't usually give names, QC names, to Samba releases. It hasn't been part of our tradition.
But...
Okay. Let's see.
What have I got in there that's so heavy? Oh, my camera.
Yeah. Oh, good. Right.
So instead of running off to it, you know what that...
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you could. Right. Yeah, I mean, you could do a TDB backend that then backends itself onto LDAP and acts as like a caching through.
Somebody suggested the GPL code for that. Did you ever try and compile that?
No, I don't think I did. Why, doesn't compile?
No, like I'm working on putting Linux on some of our other Netgear products, and Netgear is actually notorious for they release GPL source that doesn't actually compile.
Oh, I should try. I've got the source tree here, actually, but I don't think I did try and build it. Yeah, sorry.
Because they release, like, complete...
See, maybe I did.
In any way.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting that they may not have done the right thing, but I might test that and just see if it does build.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, thanks, sir.
What's the model number of the
Netgear?
DGA314G. Can you send me an email about that?
No.
Somebody sent me an email asking that, and I was just going to reply, but it's into my head when you ask the question, but I wouldn't be at all confident.
Yeah, because we're still waiting for the OpenWRT stuff.
Right.
Stuff above.
Support all the
whatever it is. Yeah, I mean, the only stuff that we're going to is stable, and it's the only time in Linux where unstable actually means, you know, use it at your own. But also, see, like, we're getting PPLE errors at these times.
Right.
It's happening at these times.
Yeah, and that's useful. And definitely having one that has the SSHD, etc. is definitely good as well. When LDB locks a write, it locks an entire database. That's because it has to update multiple records because of the indexing, right? TDB doesn't do that. TDB is more efficient in that it will only lock the individual record, or in fact the chain of records that's being modified into hash chains. And so it locks by hash chain. And so that means that TDB will give a lot more parallelism than LDB of the write. It'll give the same huge win in performance because it gives you long dead searches.
Methods?
It hasn't yet. There's some tweaking we should do for locking. We should think about using spin locks and that type of thing. But thus far, it hasn't been an issue because the operations that are under lock are so fast. It is operations on pointers in mmapped memory or start thinking about lock hierarchies and do it properly with locking individual records in LDB. That requires thought because we've got to think about the indexes. We've got to make sure that the updating the index and updating the record is appropriately consistent. You've got to have some sort of system for a lock hierarchy to do that, not leaving in TDB because it's saying one record to do all the time. No indexing. So it's not even noticeable. It hasn't turned up in our profiles as yet. Yep. Publicly.
Okay, sure. Well, should
we run off and...
I think it's a great thing.
You don't even need to Cool.